Summer or winter?
Well, good point. Very good point.
Yeah. In the winter right now, my first rise is 36 hours, and then I do a 12-hour rise in my loaf pan.
So you're talking you? 2 days before you have bread.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
But that's three loaves. That's a three-loaf batch.
Right.
Do you do a big batch?
Yeah. I usually do two or four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it lasts. And then you just get in a rhythm, and then you just think, like, okay, I'm down to one loaf. I'm going to start the new, you know, the new batch now, and it'll be ready in 2 days, two and a half days or whatever it is. But in the summer, you know, it's a lot quicker. The heat, it has to do with the temperature. And even if you're, you know, my home's temperature controlled, but there's still a difference in the air. I feel like, do you feel like that?
Yes. And also, we don't keep our house perfectly at 70. Like in the winter,
we don't either.
It's 67, but in the summer it's 78, 79,
exactly.
You know, maybe, you know, right. If we're feeling fancy, we might go down to 75. But
but in the summer you get some quick rise.
It's actually
times,
really nice. Like my kefir goes really quickly. My starter is ready overnight. My sauerkraut is tasting really good in about 3 days, whereas in the winter, two weeks. You know.
Right.
So yeah, I actually prefer it. The coconut oil is liquid.
Mm-hmm.
All of this.
I know. And the butter is so soft.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man,
totally
summertime. But you know, in the winter, I set stuff by the wood stove a lot too.
Oh,
so if I have something rising, I'll just you've heated with wood before.
Yes,
heated. But so that's fun too, just to use the wood stove, utilize that to help with rising and fermenting and
stuff.
Yeah, so.
And now we have a vintage gas stove in our house, and it has pilot lights that stay on at all times. So that's my little rising station now.
I love that. I love your stove.
It works.
But you know, another thing that I do, I am very scatterbrained by nature. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but I work too, a lot of night shifts as a nurse. I'll travel to the city for that. So just, you know, that goes hand in hand with saying that anyone can do this. Like I do work outside of the home quite a bit. And it is what it is. If I forget to feed my starter for a couple days and it's on the countertop, yeah, it's going to fall flat a little, but I'll just feed it and it'll come back to life. When I'm making something with a really long rise time, you know, like bread, then I will set reminders on my phone for different steps, because I tend to set it over in the corner in my kitchen and get busy, and then like it'll go too long or something. So that's just another tip if you're a busy mom.
Yeah, that's great, because not everybody is just hanging out at their homestead all day long. And I'm definitely not.
No, I know you are such an extrovert. Like you're always on the go.
That's true.
Yes.
So that leads me into a question I actually was going to ask you, which is, how long have you not fed your starter and it been okay? Because people are always like, I left my sourdough starter on the counter for 2 weeks. Is it dead? Or I left it in the fridge in the back for a month. Is it okay?
Over a week. I know that. And it was not pretty. I wrote about this experience on my blog, and it was really bad. So I scraped out like almost all of it, and there was just a little bit of like pretty
not hard
bit on the bottom that I spooned out,